Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This week, we've been exploring how the water crisis in Flint, Michigan has raised questions about the state of our water supply. And we'll talk to residents of one New York town who are facing a similar crisis later on this hour. But most of us don't have to worry about our drinking water. Even so, Americans consume more bottled water than any other country in the world. We buy an estimated 500 million plastic bottles of water every week, and many of them end up in landfills. The city of San Francisco is trying to reverse this trend. It's introduced a ban on the sale of single-use plastic water bottles on city-owned property. But environmentally friendly San Francisco is actually following the lead of a much smaller town in Massachusetts. The Takeaway's WGBH producer Elizabeth Ross has our story.
Concord's a historic town about 20 miles west of Boston. It's known as the birthplace of the American Revolution, and another revolution was started here 3 years ago after residents voted to ban the sale of single-serve plastic water bottles.
Bottled water is a scam.
It was Jean Hill's idea. The 88-year-old says she was inspired by her grandson.
He said, "You know, Grandma, there are big things circling around in the water that are as big as Texas, and they're full of plastic trash." And I finally realized that these gyres, these circular currents, are full of plastic trash. And there's a fish called a lanternfish that eats it. Then it gets in the food chain.
Even with widespread recycling, an estimated 2 million tons of plastic water bottles end up in landfills every year. Jean was convinced that banning the bottles was the best way to tackle the problem. But she says the International Bottled Water Association fought her tooth and nail, and some local merchants were also against it, including the owner of the local grocery store, Crosby's Marketplace. But once the ban eventually passed, Crosby's and all the businesses here complied. When I visit Crosby's in Concord, I meet store manager John Cummings. He takes me to an aisle where there's just a fraction of the water you'll typically see in most grocery stores.
Basically, what we're allowed to sell is anything that they deem cannot come out of a tap. So anything that has a flavor, we're allowed to sell at any size. And any plain water, we're allowed to sell in a 1.5 liter bottle or more.
Residents sometimes complain about the ban because it allows small bottled sugary drinks to be sold, but not healthy water. The ban that San Francisco is phasing in over 4 years isn't as far-reaching as Concord's. It won't stop retailers selling bottled water in their stores. The ban only applies to public, not private property. But advocates see it as an important first step. And Concord residents are full of advice for San Francisco or any city or town that wants to make a bottle ban work. First of all, they say, you have to put in a lot of these. Water fountains. San Francisco's working on that. In Concord, town manager Chris Whalen points out plenty of fountains and filling stations.
When the ban took effect, we replaced the old-style one with one here that has a refilling station, can also fill dog bowls, so people use it for providing water for their dogs as well. And then it's adapted for the disabled in a wheelchair. It's accessible for those folks, for kids, and then the traditional bubbler. So there's three spigots there. Yeah, it can handle multiple users.
But there's just one problem.
Is it operating today?
Probably not. Let me check and see. I think not.
This won't be an issue in sunny San Francisco, but during the long New England winter months, Concord has to turn off all its outside water fountains to stop the pipes from freezing. And that's where some of the local businesses help out. Many offer tap water free of charge through a marketing initiative called Concord on Tap. Jill Appel worked on Concord's ban, and she says branding your tap water is the best way to go.
I would recommend that San Francisco focus on, you know, the high quality of its own tap water. We've all been subjected to about 30 years of marketing, aggressive marketing by the bottled water industry to make us distrust our tap water, when I think the truth is exactly the opposite.
Some people drink bottled water because they think the quality is better. But that isn't necessarily true. Lawmakers in San Francisco say it's estimated that up to a third of bottled water is repackaged tap water. They say billions of dollars have been invested into their region's water system, and they're on a mission to educate local residents about how pristine and cheap it is. For The Takeaway, I'm Elizabeth Ross in Concord, Massachusetts.